Okay, so we're good to go. Okay, thanks. Appreciate your coming out tonight. I'm sure it's going to be a long evening, so bear with us. We've got a number of things we have to go through. We actually have a series of three meetings we have to conduct. We have an obligation as a city to adopt our new budget by 1st of July, or amending it. And so we adopted our preliminary budget in an earlier meeting, but now we have to adopt any
To hold it
amendments.
up.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Okay, so this meeting will be a short one. If it We'll try to limit our public comments to comments about the budget. We don't have a sign-in sheet for that, so if you want to address the budget once we get to that point, feel free to stand up and make your comments. And we're glad to have Dave Oxman here with us, who's our financial advisor, who can kind of tell us what amendments there have been. So let's get this meeting underway. We'll start with a roll call. Randy, we'll start with you.
Randy Strait.
Marty McCain.
Ken Krogh.
Chris Anderson.
Courtney Shim.
Okay, so the only purpose of this meeting then is to review our budget amendment. So, Dave, if you want to come up and maybe outline for us, I think, as I understand, primarily the major adjustments we've made are due to the projects we have going to make sure we have funds in the right account. I think we had to move some more funds to the capital improvements so that we meet all the requirements of both the projects and the state. So, Dave, go ahead and give us a summary.
So over, is this on? Overall, our budget only changed by about 5%, minus out some capital project transfer, and that is just to maintain state compliance with cash on hand in the general fund. So we had a 5% change from our original budget, which is just barely over $1 million then. Some other major changes that we had was equipping our fire department. We had some grants with that, and we had some fire public safety. And then additionally, we did some maintenance work on the old school gym project. So we do have $18,000 going to cover that expense. Page. What I did want to direct the council there to. Page four, you'll go to that. That was the fire expense on that page. So, Paul, that should be familiar to you, those changes.
Okay.
And then for the state compliance at the bottom of page six, that's where that transfer out is, which allocates up to $200,000,
Okay.
which will be used likely next year. Because a big portion of that is because we didn't do a road project this spring.
Okay.
So you can have more road money next year.
Great. And for those who weren't here before, and since you referenced kind of the fire station project, we were successful in talking to the CIB to convert our part loan, part grant project to all grant. So that's helpful. But they don't cover equipment costs and that. So that's why we have to, in the budget, anticipate what we'll have to do for equipment and that kind of thing. And by the way, I met yesterday with the Division of Water Quality, and in connection with our sewer project, we had to get a design advance to start the work before our funding kicked in from the what Department of Agriculture. And so we had a $285,000 loan, and they agreed to convert that to a grant yesterday. So that helps as well. So glad to have that. So okay. Any questions? We'll open it up to public comment or questions you have for Dave on the budget. Okay, Phil, go ahead and stand up and give your name so they can hear it on the recording.
My question's over the fire hydrants, and is that in the budget to address the fire hydrants? I sat in a meeting sometime back where the fire hydrants, some of them don't have pressure, some of them are dead. Like the one in front of my house, it doesn't have adequate pressure to meet code. Is that being addressed as part of the budget that we're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, part of the project was to make it so that we had appropriate pressure at all those hydrants. So that's one of the reasons we're doing that. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? Anyone from the council with any questions? Okay, appreciate it, Dave. If that's it, then I think we can adjourn this public meeting. Any objections to that? Okay, we'll go ahead. And I think the way we noticed these meetings, we can proceed with the next one right away. Is that right? Okay, we've got to wait a couple of minutes to get this set up.